In this session, I'm going to introduce you to the Simple Leadership Compass and look at the four greatest challenges that leaders are facing today and how to deal with them. Now, as you follow along, here's the question that I want you to consider. Where do I need to start? To take just a second, download the worksheet for this lesson, and then you'll be able to follow along with us as we move forward. So again, the question we want to think about is, where do I need to start as we look at the Simple Leadership Compass? I developed the Simple Leadership Compass based on feedback that we received from hundreds of leaders and teams over the past 20 years, and it helps us to understand the four greatest challenges leaders are facing today. And here they are. Nearly every leader that we've worked with in the past has told us, I need help in one of four areas. Number one, developing my own leadership skills. Number two, developing the leadership skills of others around me. Number three, leading from the middle, often with poor leadership above me. And then number four, time and focus challenges. What we're helping you to do is identify where you need to start. So let's look at each of the four challenges just a little bit more. Challenge number one, developing my own leadership skills. With this challenge, leaders are often looking for direction around topics like, how can I sort through the plethora of content and information to identify the perfect tools and resources to develop skills and attitudes and practices that will stick for me and for my team? Some of these same leaders are also asking, how can I apply the content to my setting right away so that the training doesn't become a routine theoretical experience that is forgotten soon after? And still some of these others that are looking to develop their own leadership skills, they might be thinking, I already spend so much time investing in other people that setting aside time to invest in myself is difficult. We're going to show you how to invest in yourself without sacrificing your job or your home life. The second challenge that we often hear from leaders is, how can I develop the leadership skills of other people around me? And with this challenge, they often need direction with, what can I do to better motivate team members? Or how can I better model great leadership so it's easier for other people around me to emulate? Or how can I find the right people to even invest in? How can I measure the impact of leadership development to show a reasonable return on the investment that I'm making? So number one, developing my own leadership skills. Number two, developing the leadership skills of people around me. And then number three, how can I more effectively lead from the middle, often with poor leadership above me? See, with this challenge, leaders are often looking for direction around topics like, how can I communicate more effectively, particularly with a senior leader above me who is less experienced? Or how can I succeed or thrive in a low support, micromanaged environment? Or what's the best way to help a leader who's consistently making poor decisions? Or what can I do when I'm blamed for something that's not even my responsibility? So challenge number three, how can I lead from the middle even with poor leadership above me? And then challenge number four, time and focus challenges. With this challenge, leaders are often looking for direction with, how can I create more margin so I'm not distracted and overwhelmed with busyness? What do I do if I'm consuming so much leadership info, but I don't have enough time to apply it? Or how can I do better focusing on the task at hand when I'm working with team members who don't understand their role or commitment level? Or what do I do when I really just need a crash course for managing my time more effectively? These are the four challenges that we have heard literally hundreds and hundreds of times over and over from leaders all over the world in all types of market segments. How can I better develop my own leadership skills? How can I better help other people around me develop? How can I lead from the middle, even with poor leadership above me? And how can I adequately and effectively address my time and focus challenges? In the next session, we're going to talk about what it means to be a leader worth following. Remember, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. And so I'll see you in the next session.